The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
We talked a lot about Charlie Gard today. In fact, we spent most of the show on it, really, which is this case. And, you know, it's only one. It's only one person, and maybe we shouldn't care about it. You know, but it, this is the type of thing that
I think we should care about.
We do care about individuals here in this country, and particularly on this show. And B, it's bigger than that. It really is. I mean, it is. It's the constant degradation of how we treat human life, as if it's just this thing that, you know, it depending on convenience level. You know, you will kind of bypass it and ignore it. They're doing that in England right now. It makes no sense that they wouldn't let the parents take their child and get and at least try for freaking, you know, crazy experimental treatment. What do they have to lose? They themselves are saying the kid has no chance. They themselves are saying it. It's not like this isn't the typical argument. I want experimental therapy, but the doctors say I want you should get chemo. Like, it's not that. It's they're saying this kid has no chance of surviving without us. And they're saying, all right, well, let us try something. Well, you don't have to pay for it. This is one of the most clear-cut examples.
Just give him back to us. We're his parents, and we'll take care of the rest. It's really hard to understand why the hospital would have any problem with that. All right, go ahead. Take him. Take him.
It goes back to the parent does have the kid. The parent is the state. That's the problem. The parent is not the person who gave birth to them. That is not how that society is set up. And it's a great lesson to not set your society up that way. Because when you are not the parent and the state is, they make all the decisions. And you know what? They're in their system justified to make those decisions, whether they're legitimate, logical or not. They can do whatever they pretty well please because, you know, look, this is a situation where they control the outcome. And if you want, I don't want a society set up that way. I want a society where the parents and individuals make their own decisions. But, man, that is not what they have there. You know, there's just this, you know, they talk about the culture of death and it sounds, I don't know, A, a little catchphrasy and B, a little dark, I would say. But it really, it's hard to not see it creeping. You know, we certainly have people who seem to dedicate their life for the ability to kill children in the womb. You know, we have people who are, if you're old, if you're young, if you're having severe medical treatment, all these things are now acceptable to end a life. You know, my dad passed away a few years ago, and when we were in the hospital, you know, there was basically no hope. You know, that he was going to recover. But, you know, you still try everything. You just give it a whirl and you try as much as you can. And when it came to that point where there was nothing left to try, you know, you're faced with those difficult decisions. And I remember the doctor phrasing something in a really weird way, which was just, they said something like, look, you know, we've tried this and it didn't work. And so just so you know, I can't remember how they phrased it. It was like, basically, just so you know, we can't just kill him. Like, as if everybody had come in the last few weeks and asked him, can you just, I don't know, inject him with something? Like, I swear, like, that was his perspective.
Really? Oh, man.
As if I was going to say, ah, oh, really? You can't? Darn it.
That's inconvenient for me.
That's really inconvenient. I got to be here a few more hours now. That was not how I felt.
I was going to play tennis.
That was absolutely not how I felt that night. It was the exact opposite. Because I wanted to know, hey, what's the next crazy? I want you to go three steps beyond what you think is sane.
Yeah.
You know, if after that it still doesn't work, all right, fine. His perspective was more like, you know, people are in here all the time telling me, can you just put a pillow over their face? And then, you know, I can't do that. That was really the way it was phrased. And it's like, God, are people coming in and doing that? And I think the answer to that is yes. I think doctors are actually getting pressure from that side pretty often, where people just want, you know what, it's been an hour, he's still got the cold, can we end this thing right now?
For me, it's like, well, they signed a DNR, which is do not resuscitate.
Yep.
So? I didn't. Resuscitate them. They didn't know what they're doing.
Yeah, they're stupid.
Resuscitate. So?
It's true.
I mean, you don't want your parents to die.
No,
and,
you don't.
Oof. And even when they do, and they're, you know, they've lived a long life. Like, my dad was 80 when he died. My mom was 92. And you still don't want them to die. It's like,
no.
Of course you're going to resuscitate. What do you mean, DNR? No. Uh-uh. No, she they didn't know what she was saying.
Right.
No.
They made a lot of decisions on my behalf over the years. I'm going to make one for them. No.
Right. No.
It's not apparently how it works. But, yeah, I mean, at least if you have a very direct thing like that, it makes it a little bit easier because they're, you know, at least requesting it. Again, like, you know, the euthanasia thing is troubling in many ways. The fact that someone who's sick or in great pain can end their life, you're making a final decision in a moment of incredible stress. You know, it's disturbing to me in a lot of ways, but more justifiable in the sense of at least there's a person making a decision. Like, it's a low standard to clear. Here with Charlie Gard, there's no, the kid's not like, you know what, I really just, I don't like to travel. I'm not much of a flyer, so I don't really want to go to the United States. If I could just die here, that would be great. That's not what's happening. I mean, this one is so clear cut. I think,
I mean, the parents desperately want their baby to live, and it's they who have to take care of the baby with all of the baby's problems afterward, and they're willing to do all that.
Yeah.
They love him enough to want him to continue life with them.
It's really a heroic story.
It is.
In many ways.
And the dad seems super passionate. I haven't seen much of the mom, but the dad's, you know, he wells up, he cries every time he talks about him and talks about how he'd do anything for him. And it just seemed like loving parents. Let them do what they can for him. I really don't understand. And it's so, it's all about control, I think. It's all about control of the state and the state having the final say in everything, and the state being the parents to British children. And that's, you know, we always hear that, well, every other industrialized nation in the world provides government health care for their citizens. Yeah, well, here's the result of that.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. I don't want that. I don't want that because that's not very civilized. I don't care if they're supposedly industrialized. That's pretty backward. To just allow a 10-month-old baby, just unplug him and kill him. It's awful.
It's inhuman, honestly.
It is.
I think a lot of what happens here is that there's a generalized debate that occurs over these sorts of stories, which is, I don't know, should we have medical treatment or should we just let them die? Like, we've done all these things and there's no more to do. And people go into their own categories because that debate has already kind of been mapped out. Everyone knows where they stand on it in these controversial issues. This isn't one of them.
Right.
This is one where they are saying death is certain. The parents are saying, well, let's at least try something. Oh, well, what are you going to pay? Have them pay for it. Well, they have the money. Well, who's going to do it? No doctor's going to do that. They have a doctor that will do it. Could it make them, they can get worse. You've already said they're going to die.
Yeah.
There's just nothing
you
here.
You can't get worse than dead.
Yeah, dead is dead.
I mean,
I'm reminded on the feed that England has never had much respect for life. Otherwise, the following would have never been written. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among them these are life.
Mm-hmm.
Liberty and the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah, you're right. The country doesn't exist if England respected life. You'd think they'd come around, though, in the last couple hundred years. It would be nice.
Well, I mean, that's what makes the United States. You talk about us, we do anything we can, right? I mean, that's why we've pushed so much of medicine beyond what we thought, because we said, no, do what you can.
Yeah. I always
do anything.
The left will make, it's not just the left, a lot of people will make the arguments like, you know, we spend most of the money on health care in the last couple of weeks of life when there's basically no chance, and we could solve all these problems if we just stop doing that. You know, I remember talking to a guy several years ago who was an anesthesiologist, really smart guy, and, you know, generally right. Conservative leaning. Like, I don't know how, like, in this era of Trump, I don't know what that means. Like, I haven't talked to him in several years. But this was the point he made. We were talking about healthcare at dinner, and it was, I mean, you know, if you ever want to go out to dinner with me, what an exciting one it is. We're talking about healthcare policy.
Oh, Stu, make that happen.
Well, there's appetizers, there's healthcare policy talk, then there's dinner, right? You guys do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my point was, like, you can't just let people. These are individuals. And his point, even though he considered himself a Republican, was basically like, look, I'm in these rooms. You know, I'm in these rooms. They just waste so much money on these people who are basically dead anyway. And we just need to stop doing that. And we just stop doing that, and everyone can have health care. And it's tempting, but I think it's honestly a sign of an incredibly wonderful society that we are willing to try to keep people alive because we value every second of that life.
Yeah,
it's a signal that is really positive, and you know, we can't lose that. And it really does feel like we are starting to, at the state level here, certainly, I think, certainly in other countries, humanity itself is losing that. And it's a terrible turn.